with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump celebrating a commanding lead over his rivals for the nomination, but telling supporters in Iowa he still needs to show up.
In Sioux Center, Iowa, Friday night, Trump urged supporters not to be complacent.
I think it's going to be really a tremendous victory in Iowa because I'm seeing polls that are phenomenal. But the main thing I got to ask you, look, we got to get out and vote because, you know, bad things happen when you sit back.
As the Supreme Court considers whether Trump can be kept off 2024 presidential ballots, he tells supporters,
by delivering a massive victory in Iowa, you'll send a thundering message to crooked Joe Biden. He's a crooked man. He's an incompetent crooked man.
I'm Ben Thomas.
In the meantime, the president speaking out about the riot on Capitol Hill 3 years ago.
The president marked the third anniversary of the January 6th violence with a speech on Friday. He said it was a dark day for the country.
A day forever shared in our memory because it was on that day that we nearly lost America.
He said Trump rioters who stormed the Capitol building were insurrectionists, not patriots. And he warned that democracy is on the ballot in this year's election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a leading expert on the Middle East says given the ongoing attacks on American vessels by Houthi rebels, retired Admiral James Stavridis says it may be time for the United States to strike back and do it quickly.
Probably not a warship at the top of the list, but probably you would go after, for example, oil and gas observation platforms, maritime infrastructure. It's proportional. They're striking shipping. We could strike back.
Stavridis was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. New poll is out concerning Christians and Israel.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that only 27% of self-identified believers look to the Bible when they try to formulate their opinions about the Jewish state. Most poll respondents, 56%, say news reports from the mainstream media are the primary influence on their thoughts and beliefs about Israel. Other influences include the opinions of family and friends and interactions with Jewish people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One powerful pro-abortion group changing its name, officials with NARAL Pro-Choice America, say their organization will now be called Reproductive Freedom for All. They're also vowing to spend big money in the 2024 election cycle. That in an attempt to put abortion supporters in office all across the United States. This is SRN News. Well, if you've had a bug lately, you are certainly not alone. Pharmacies nationwide have been very busy with an uptick in cold and virus cases and who knows what else. Here's Ed Donahue.
Data from the CDC shows between Christmas and New Year's, 38 states had high or very high levels for respiratory illness, fever, cough, and other symptoms. That's up from 31 states the previous week. It covers not just flu, but coronavirus and RSV too. But flu cases appear to be increasing most dramatically. CDC's Alicia Budd says so far this is a moderate flu season, but cases are expected to remain elevated. The agency reports 6,500 deaths so far from the flu this season. 27 children have died. Coronavirus illnesses may not be escalating as quickly as flu this winter, but it is putting more people in the hospital than flu. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at SRNnews.com.